Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
By the way, those of you that have been following the case of Brittany Griner, the WNBA star who's been locked up in Russia for, I think it's over 4 months now. I think it's almost five months, right?
Yeah.
She was supposed to have a hearing there today and maybe, you know, be let out. But they pushed it back another 6 months. So she's going to stay in a Russian prison or jail for at least another 6 months.
Quote-unquote hearing?
Yes, quote-unquote hearing got postponed.
Yeah.
What's interesting also is that the WNBA named her as an honorary all-star this past season.
Yeah.
Which is interesting as well.
Well, because it does nothing for her. She's still in a jail in Russia. Is that going to make her feel better?
I don't think it makes her feel better.
She's going to say, you know what? I'm stuck in a Russian jail, but guess what?
Yeah.
I'm an honorary WNBA All-Star.
Maybe she tells the other prisoners that.
Yeah,
for a little street cred or something. I don't know. Sure. I don't know how, I know how it goes here. I don't know how it goes over there. Yeah. But I can only imagine it ain't good. But yeah, so another 6 months.
There's no end in sight.
That she's going to be incarcerated in Russia.
I don't see how this ends. Like, how does it end without us getting involved? And she's a political prisoner at this point. I know she committed.
She did break their laws.
Okay, but that
as
law
much as I think the law is stupid, she did break
but
it.
But that law she broke, I think we'd admit, probably doesn't warrant 9 months in prison.
Here it doesn't, for sure.
Okay.
But there are other countries that have very strict anti-drug rules.
Yeah, but let's also use logic. Because she's famous, she's being used as an example.
Well, she's the face of the Western world.
So this is
in this regard, yes.
So she's a political prisoner.
I agree 100%. Yeah.
That's why I'm defending the usage
of
that term.
If someone thinks Russia's suddenly going to wake up tomorrow and go, oh, let's do the Americans a favor.
No.
That ain't going to happen.
No.
And I agree, she should not be in prison for what her alleged crime is. She had a vape pen with marijuana in it. By no means is she a drug smuggler or a drug salesperson. She was using recreational marijuana that is now legal in a far majority of our states.
Craig calls that a Wednesday.
I call that tonight. Say Wednesday, right?
Monday.
Yeah.
Almost
it
there.
Ends in a Y. Right. But it's legal. Yes.
Now I get you, man.
So I can't say that they have laws.
Dude, this is why I know she was making a lot of money in Russia, and I respect
that. Well, that's the other part of this. She went to Russia to earn a living.
Yeah, I'm not leaving this country. And I'm certainly, like, if a radio station in Russia offered you and I $5 million American dollars a year.
Yeah.
And our company says, look, we love you. We can't pay you even close to that. Are you and I moving to Russia?
Can we do the show from here?
No.
Oh, we have to live there?
Yes.
I'm not going.
Exactly.
Because we'll walk outside and do something wrong by mistake.
Right.
Right?
We don't like the way Redhead looks. Prison.
Well, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I would fight for you.
Thanks.
But I would agree with that. I'm doing everything I can to get Evan out. I'm doing everything I can to get him home. Sorry, Jet. I'm doing everything I can. He took their blood money.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
I know. But this is why I wouldn't go there. Oh, this is the T-shirt. This is the That's Baseball Susie
Let me
t-shirt.
See the.
Tell me if you want
now,
me
wait,
to order it for
you're telling
you.
Me that Cooperstown sells this?
I was in, yeah.
It's kind of like a copyright infringement, is it not?
Yeah, you know what's funny that you say that, Craig? Do you know what they were selling in the store I went to? I couldn't believe
it. Let me guess. Come get some T-shirts.
Yeah, close.
Oh.
It's Saturday afternoon. I was walking around. Well, I love Cooperstown, Baseball Hall of Fame, everything. They're selling a nasty Nestor Cortez t-shirt from the giveaway.
Really?
Wasn't the giveaway the previous night?
It was the night before, I guess.
So, yeah, I don't think it's, like, officially licensed necessarily, but I apologize. Should I have bought that for you?
I don't care.
Would you have worn it?
I mean, there's a chance I would have put it on for a show, yeah.
Just one show?
Would I have worn it around town? No.
Would you have worn it multiples? Would it have been in the rotation?
It could be
away?
Like, it could be like a nighttime shirt.
No.
Yeah.
For the show.
That's a one and done.
One and done?
Because it's such a specialty shirt. You know, like, how do you wear that shirt more than once? Well, it's so obvious you're wearing it.
You wear the Muhammad Ali shirt
all
the
time. I've not worn this shirt in 4 months.
You wore it 6 days ago.
I wore a Cassius Clay shirt 6 days ago.
Okay, so you got variations.
They're very different.
Okay.
And that one's blue. This one's black.
So,
like, you know that new rainbow shirt of yours?
Yes.
Or the jet shirt I gave you?
Yes.
They can't be worn this week.
Of course they can.
See, that's the problem.
No, if the Mets weren't playing the Astros, and that's the only reason I wasn't wearing the Astros shirt today.
Yeah.
I would have worn it today as a way to kind of like needle you
to,
guys.
Goose us a bit.
But the fact that Mets are playing them tomorrow, I just felt dirty about it. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, here's Josh in Rockland County on the fan. Josh, how are you?
Yeah, what's up? Great.
What's up?
Yeah, you want to tell me what exactly is Hal Steinbrenner and Brian been thinking? Josh Donaldson is going to pay $25 million a year. And Carlos Stanton is going to pay $29 million a year.
Yeah.
And they can't give Aaron Judge, the best guy on the team, more than that? Come on.
They just agreed to a deal, Handsome. $19 million.
Yeah, but just
what's
one year. $19 million, which is less than Josh Donaldson.
But this is the way it goes. This is the way baseball has it set up. What do you want me to do?
Has Josh Donaldson did any?
That's not the point.
No, but Josh, Craig's right. I mean, I hate to say it. This is a business. And right now, Aaron Judge is 1 year away from being paid a hell of a lot more than Josh Donaldson and maybe even more than Gerrit Cole at $36 million. This is just the way baseball is. And I don't think the Yankees want to change the precedent. I don't think they want to say, hey, you're awesome, but 4 years in or 5 years in, we're going to pay you a crazy amount of money. Baseball's structured in a way in which you don't get your massive paydays until you finally get
the free agency. And by the way, let's not forget that they did offer him $230 million on top of the 19, obviously, this year. So if you're looking at it that way, they basically had 8 years, $250 million on the table.
Aaron Judge is going to get paid a massive amount of money after the season is over.
But they're not mistreating him. And I'll do you one better. This year couldn't have been planned out any better. He doesn't sign the extension.
Right.
He's willing to wager on himself. And he's having a career year.
There's only one negative, because you're right about the two things you said, 100%. You're getting a career year out of him, and he's going to get paid a massive amount of money, even more than he was offered. Here's the negative. He's positioning himself to get such a massive contract that if you care, and Hal Steinbrenner may care, about the luxury tax threshold or how much you're going to pay him compared to what you would have paid him, let's say, 3 months ago, that's where you lose out. And then you run into the risk that someone blows him away.
I tell you what.
You are likelier today, Craig, of a team blowing him away than you were 3 months ago. And you know
listen,
that.
To be fair, there's four teams that have the ability to do it, right? Maybe five, I guess. Angels could do it. Certainly the Mets could do it. Red Sox could do it. Dodgers could do it.
There's more teams than that.
You think more than five?
Yeah, because
you think so?
I'll tell you
why. To go like, I'm making this up, 9 years, 40 per?
When the Texas Rangers paid A-Rod, did we think of them as a team that would do that?
And they had a huge offseason this past one.
When the San Diego Padres paid Manny Machado, did we think of a team that could do that?
We did not. We did not.
I think there you could get to 8 or 9, maybe even 10 teams that would say, hey, for this guy, we're willing to do it.
Yeah.
For this guy, we're going to give him that massive contract. But here's the good news, Yankee fans. I wouldn't worry about it now. It's
right.
Something you don't have to worry about till November, and you've got to hope and trust that Yankee ownership won't let this happen. Because Aaron Judge is not just the best player on this team, Craig. He's far and away the best player on this team. The late
just
90s,
ask him.
Well, he's right. The late 90s Yankees weren't like that.
Now, there is some context people are sending my way via Twitter where it's very clear that his intention is to say the best team because he references the planet. Best team on the planet, I guess a little bit later on.
Yeah.
And he brought up Stanton and some of the other
guys.
He
was clearly trying to say something else.
So he clearly meant
doesn't matter.
The team, but when you say player, Yes, that play.
Look, you could isolate that clip and play it over and over again. Saying he's the greatest player on the team.
But we don't have an update person to do that for us.
So. And by the way, no one's arguing with that. Aaron Judge is clearly the best player on the Yankees.
Yeah.
That's why this is so different than in the past. Like when Bernie Williams almost left, and I have great respect
for
Bernie.
Sox, right.
He was basically about to be a Red Sox. Bernie Williams was a very good player, and I think when you argued who's the best player on the Yankees, that argument would change every year. One year you think it's Tino. One year you think it's Jeter. One year you'd say, you know what, I think Paul O'Neill's the best player on the team. It's different right now. Aaron Judge is clearly the best player on this team.
Yeah.
So even when the Yankees danced with the devil a little bit with Bernie getting a free agency or Mariano getting a free agency, there was always that, well, if we lost that guy, we'll be fine. If you lose Aaron Judge, you're losing the best player on your team by a lot. That's why I can't imagine them losing him.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm looking at the Yankees stats, which I don't like to do because it's boring. But I happen to be on the page. Tiki must have left it up here or something. There's only three everyday players on the Yankees right now batting over 250.
Yeah.
Which, when you consider the fact that they have the best record by a long shot in baseball right now, right, and double-digit lead in the loss column and all that stuff, obviously you're going to say, well, look at their pitching staff. Their pitching staff is fire. Even in the series against Houston, you know, Gerrit Cole pitched his ass off.
Right.
He just wasn't as good as the other guy. But he pitched his ass off,
look
right?
Look at you complimenting Gerrit Cole.
Well, listen, because I've never invented an opinion.
Who's the ace of the New York Yankees right now?
I'd have to say.
Uh-oh.
I'd have to say, although I don't trust him, I got to give an honest answer.
And what's the honest answer?
The honest answer is there probably isn't one.
No,
Gerrit Cole.
Of course it's
Gerrit Cole. Yeah, I don't trust him, though.
No, to your point, though, forget batting average. It's a little overrated. There are three Yankee players having good or great years offensively.
Let me guess. Obviously,
Judge is having a great year, so we put him to the corner. There are two other Yankees, in my estimation.
Would you go IKF?
No.
And he's batting 270.
Dude, he's got a 635 OPS.
Who even looks at OPS?
The people, baseball Everyone. Fans.
Everybody.
It's the most important stat now.
In your lifetime, you never looked at OPS. When you used to buy trade cards.
So we have
you didn't flip cards by OPS.
We rely on wins still?
Huh?
Do we rely on wins still?
For teams, yes.
No, for pitchers.
That's probably an outdated thought process.
Oh, okay. Well,
yes.
As while I think OPS can be overrated and can be misleading, no stat is perfect.
Yeah.
I think it's the best indicator of guys who are having good years. And for you to suggest that Isaiah Conor-Falefa is having the second best offensive year on the New York Yankees.
Well, I didn't say that.
I almost wanted to like.
I didn't say the second best.
Okay. Who are the two of the Yankees, in your opinion, because it is an opinion question, even though it's based on numbers. Who are the two of the Yankees that at least I'm thinking about are having good offensive seasons? Not great, not Judge-like, but good offensive seasons.
Well, you're going to say Anthony Rizzo.
Of course I am.
Yeah. He's
got
batting 220.
He's got 19 home runs and 50 RBIs, and he's almost slugging 500.
I would say this about my main man, Rizzo. Rizzo is, to me,
what?
It's interesting. By the eye test... Boy, Anthony Rizzo's involved in every big comeback.
So, eye test, having a good year.
Yes.
The stats I'm looking at, having a good year. What stat are you looking at? You're looking
at
batting
average. He's batting 220.
He's on pace to hit 40 home runs and driving 100 runs.
I know.
And he's got an OPS over 800. That matters.
And he passes the eye test.
Okay, so if the eye test agrees with the numbers I'm looking
at,
doesn't that mean I'm right, you're wrong?
I'm arguing against myself here. But okay, so Rizzo.
The other one, I don't know if you fully agree with, but again, is having a good year. I'm not saying a great year.
A good year. You're going to say a good year. Boy, you better not say Aaron Hicks.
I'm not saying Aaron Hicks.
You better not say, I know he's not saying
Gallo. Dude, that three-run homer the other day, though, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
And I love you. I have to admit.
The bat flip and the stare.
Well, we got on him, or you got on him.
Because that ball was out. He's allowed to stare at that one, I guess.
I totally agree, but my point to you when we were criticizing the stare
Evan's
when talking
it about
didn't
the
go
ninth
out.
Inning three-run home run to tie it.
Yeah, but remember a few days earlier, he hit one off the fence, the game-winning double. Right?
And he stared. It was a triple.
Triple, I apologize.
Yeah.
And he stared at it, and my point to you was, but doesn't he have a great stare? Well, let's go to that three-run home run.
You brought up the
run.
Ken Griffey Jr. stare.
Bro.
Right.
If you're a Yankee fan with a pulse... Did that not get you a little, you know?
Of course it did. Not
moist.
Because he stared, because he tied the game.
The stare.
Yeah.
All right, who's the other guy?
I'll tell you this though. That guy, in a weird way, I respect it.
Yeah.
In a weird way, I hate it.
Why?
Because Aaron Hicks, we've beaten him up pretty good here. To his credit, He's answered the call a few
times. He's
had
a very good month.
That being said, when you stare at a ball that hits the wall, that the guy collided into the wall, if you remember, Tampa's outfielder.
Yeah.
And you're on third base, but man, who knows? And then you stare at a ball again.
Yeah.
That means Aaron Boone has lost the locker room.
No, that means Aaron Hicks. Stop it. That means Aaron Hicks knew he was gone.
Lost the locker room.
He thought the game ball against Tampa was gone.
The Yankees losing locker rooms. Yeah. All they do is come back from being down three runs late.
I know. So let me guess.
Yeah, I know. You're nothing but fluky wins. Ten fluky wins this year.
No, no. First off, Matt.
A lot of fluky wins. I'm just saying. You know, 10. Most in baseball.
By the way.
Fluky wins.
I wouldn't hold my hat on walk-off wins. That's not something to hold your hat on.
Okay.
Because that's going to bite you in the ass in the postseason. And for the record, I didn't say the first eight were fluky. I said the two wins against Houston this weekend were fluky outlier wins.
Yeah,
and they were.
They were.
You
not.
Got outplayed in both games.
No.
Sorry.
The first one I'll give
not
you.
Nine. Sorry.
Down two runs in the eighth is not fluky. To come from behind in that win is not fluky.
Fluky.
What are you talking about? You got to score your runs in the first five innings or the game doesn't count?
You know what you did?
It's fluky?
You know what you did? You reminded the Houston Astros that they better go out and answer bullpen.
That's what they did.
That's what you reminded them.
Whose bullpen was better in this series?
It's not about that.
Well,
don't reach for a separate argument.
That's the argument.
Fluky wins.
It's not fluky.
Enjoy it.
Do you think that
when you have 10 and lead the league, it's not fluky?
Straight
yes,
innings.
They were.
Do
you know the last two teams to do that were? The 73 Oakland A's and the 81 Dodgers.
And let me guess, they both won the World Series
that year. That doesn't mean the Yankees will, but it's
the other two times the Yankees have been no-hit, they won the World Series those years.
Well, in 03, they went to the World Series.
That means a lot to me, except it means nothing.
Well, being
so does being no-hit for 16 innings is my point.
Being no-hit means nothing. It's an embarrassment in a day, in the Yankees' case, a day and a half.
Garbage.
But it really doesn't mean anything, because in 2003, when the Astros no-hit them, weirdly, the Astros,
yeah.
I think they responded by winning like 19 out of their next 22 games.
Good, I hope they do. And by the way, memo to John and Susan. I was listening to a lot of that no-hitter on the radio. Okay? Not the whole game. Once I found that there was a no-hitter through six, I turned it on.
You were locked in.
All right?
Yeah.
They must have said, if they said it once ever, they said it 500 times. I'm not exaggerating. You know, Susan, the Yankees haven't even come close to a hit.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a single ball, other than maybe, I think Rizzo hit one that was... Could have gone out.
Well, the Yankees struck out 13 times.
But it's like, you know, Susan, of all the contact they've made, it's not even like they've been robbed of hits. They're not even close to hitting
the ball. So what's your point? Are you mad at them? Or are you complimenting them?
Yeah, yes, they said it every at bat.
They should. Because if you're just, yeah, I'll tell you exactly why. Because most people listening to baseball on the radio tune in randomly. They're in the car, they turn it on. You don't have the visual to tell you.
Yeah.
Some broadcasts now have a graphic that says no hitter. The MLB app does. If I'm tuning in my car, I would have no idea there's a no hitter unless they tell it to me over and over again.
It's Susan and John repeatedly, I mean, 50 times, no hitter, no hitter, no hitter. But they made a point of saying, not only is it a no hitter, but it's not even close.
Yes. And I agree with that too, only because there are some no hitters. Like, I'd even look at Sunday's no hitter and say, they hit the ball hard a couple times. Christian Javier, Craig, was dominating.
Yes.
He struck out 13 guys.
Do you think they should have left him in?
He threw 115 pitches.
Okay, so the answer is no. The other thing that happened from that no-hitter, Robert Wall sends me a text.
Yeah.
Apparently, the Houston Astros TV crew refused to say the words no-hitter.
Most broadcasts do that.
Like they're going to jinx it. It's the old baseball jinx, or he's made 50 field goals in a row.
Yep.
We know about the broadcaster jinx. We all know it's bullcrap also. So I guess Bob Costas got in on this too. Whereas broadcasters, or fans in Robert's case, they were livid. How do you not reference a no-hitter?
Yeah.
If nothing else... You might bring more viewers.
Yeah, you got to notify the audience. But we also run into this world where there's also a bunch of mob on Twitter who get upset that you quote unquote jinxed a no hitter.
Right.
The broadcast has an obligation to tell us there's a no hitter.
Now, you could be creative in how you say it. Zeros across the board.
That's fine. That's fine. I don't care.
The only guy on base got on base for your walk.
You just need to make
cute if you
want.
You
need to make it clear to the audience that there's a no hitter going on.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. Sonny, if you were a play by play guy, how would you say no-hitter without saying no-hitter? Go ahead.
How would I say no-hitter?
Yeah. Well, you've never done play-by-play, right?
I don't know, but all right. You have to say it at the ninth inning. Like, you can, I respect not
That's
saying it.
That's the worst time to say it.
No, yeah. No, leading up, you're not going to say
it. You can't go eight innings and not say it, and then in the ninth say, oh, by the way...
No, no, that's the
up,
that's the only
down.
Time you can say it because you don't want to jinx it the whole
oh,
game.
Stop it,
but once
jinx
it gets to the ninth, it's like, all right, Craig, just in case you didn't know, yeah. Three outs away from a no hitter.
If we do a broadcast, I
yes.
promise you.
Yeah.
If we do a broadcast,
yes.
In the second inning,
you're gonna say
I'm gonna start talking.
No hitter through two.
Yeah, no hitter two through. No hitter through three. Hey, guess what? No hits. Fourth
I like
inning.
That. I think that's what you should do
because we have an obligation to tell the audience.
Not just that, we have nothing to do with the outcome.
Right. Did
Jinxing
it.
Give me a break,
dude.
Jinx. By the way, if Jinx has worked, every one of all of your favorite teams would win a championship every year.
Right.
I got my favorite chair. I got the lucky bowl of Doritos. Shut up.
Were you rooting for the no-hitter? Because I could see
yes.
you. Yeah, I knew it. You were rooting for your own quote-unquote favorite team to
yeah.
get no hit?
Yeah.
And tell me why. Walk me through that one.
Because I thought a no-hitter would empower them moving forward.
To do what?
And then I was wrong because they got no hits six
okay.
more innings.
So now let's get to Sunday.
That didn't work.
When Urquidy's yeah. got a no-hitter.
I wanted it to happen again.
Yeah.
I even told the kids, I said, Sonny came to me and said, Dad, they got a no-hitter through five. I'm like, this would be the best thing ever.
It would be amazing.
The Yankees have the best record in baseball. It doesn't change being in first place
right.
or not. It's not going to change winning the division. This team... Best offense in baseball, most runs scored, the whole bit. This team gets no hit in back-to-back games against that particular
yes.
team.
Yes,
would have been great.
And you could argue the positive, because I mentioned this to Big Mac, and I'm being serious, not that we care about this. The Houston Astros are going to add a big-time reliever. I think they realized they needed to add a big-time reliever, but blowing two games at Yankee Stadium, of course, is going to have a big impact.
Would have been awesome.
The Yankees being no-hit in back-to-back games,
yeah.
I think would serve as a reminder to Cashman that despite how good the team is, hey, maybe there are tweaks that are needed in the
yeah,
lineup.
Damn right there are. And the Yankee fan base, even with this amazing start, what would you have done? Your heads would have exploded.
Well... Yes, I think there would have been Yankee fans whose head exploded, but I think you needed to take a step back. I know what I would have told you. Come on, guys. It doesn't mean anything.
Susan asked John a question during the broadcast yesterday that fascinated me. And John didn't have the answer. And I can't believe she even asked the question.
Was it, can you believe they just intentionally walked Matt Carpenter to get to DJ LeMahieu?
No.
Shows you how good Matty C is, by the
that
way.
That was not, that had been you if you were doing
that
the play-by-play.
That got me
play.
So
yes.
excited when that happened.
No, that was not the question.
Go ahead. What was the question?
She goes, John... Have both teams ever thrown a no-hitter against each other? In other words, has there ever been a game
yeah.
where there were two no-hitters in the same game?
Oh, in the same game?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm listening going, no, because it's theoretically impossible.
That's not true, Craig. Come on, don't
have walks and errors, obviously.
Yeah, what do you mean it's impossible?
Well, it's theoretically never going to happen.
I disagree. In this day and age, it very well could happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
It could happen.
And I'm sitting there, and John goes, well, you know, Susan, I just don't know the answer, but it's probably unlikely.
What I found myself Googling during this game was, has a team ever been no-hit in back-to-back games?
Right.
And the closest I ever found was that a team got no-hit one day, the next day played a doubleheader and got no hit in game two with a doubleheader. So back-to-back days, not back-to-back games.
Yes. So two out of three, though.
Which is crazy.
That is crazy.
And think about this for the Yankee fans. So the
Dare
New
I
York,
ask what year? Let me guess.
I don't know.
Pre-1950, I bet.
It was. It was like 1917, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, you were at Cooperstown. You could have done the research
I
there.
Know, I know.
Now, when you go to Cooperstown, do you flash that badge of yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the whole family gets in on that?
Nah, just me.
What?
Just me.
Wait, so you have a pass, a lifetime pass.
I have a lifetime pass.
You had to pay for your kids and wife to go in?
So, good news for all the fathers and mothers listening. Six and under, free.
So Jet
didn't pay
and
for
Little
Jet,
Man got in free.
Didn't pay for Spence, but yes, for my in-laws, for my
you
wife.
You brought the in-laws.
Yeah. Oh, they had a good time.
There you go.
They loved it, yeah.
Now, you guys have different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, do they have different interests in the Hall of Fame than you do? Obviously,
yeah.
Latin Americans.
Yes.
So do they go right to Clemente?
There is a section. So
and he wasn't fame, Mexican, but still.
So the Hall of Fame has a section, an international section.
Good.
In which they focus on a lot of different countries and the players they produced and kind of tribute those guys.
Yeah.
So there's a section honoring Venezuela, Puerto
sure.
Rico, Mexico. So, yeah, because we split up. Everybody split up inside the Hall
of Fame. You went by yourself or you went with Jet?
I was with Jet.
Got it.
Because he had specific interests. Like, his interest was how baseball was created. That was his thing. Like,
right. Who came up with this?
Players? Why are the bases like this?
Right.
So we were there, and when we got to the international section, my in-laws were there reading everything.
No, I get that. I respect that.
Yeah, it was cool.
You know, those were their heroes.
Hall of Fame.
You know, growing up,
the Hall of Fame Museum is awesome. They even have a section for the steroid guys in the actual museum.
Which is why they should be in the Hall of Fame.
I know.
You can have a steroid section or era and acknowledge it. Write it down on a plaque.
Yeah.
That's all.
They essentially do in the museum.
Do they have a live ball era, a dead ball era? Do they do that much?
They have a Babe Ruth section. They have a Hank Aaron section. They got a Jackie section. They got a women in baseball section.
Right.
They got a lot of sections. The museum and the hall are different. The hall is who's in the Hall of Fame, the plaques.
Now,
the museum is a museum.
Do you find that when you go to the Cooperstown Museum that you become a bit of a tour guide?
So I'm standing at, there's a locker room, okay, where each team has a locker. So I'm standing in front of the Met locker explaining to Jet the artifacts that are there. This guy comes up next to me, and he's like, what is this? Why is there a Curtis Grandison jersey? Daniel Murphy? And then he's like, Evan, is that you? I said, yeah, what's up? He's like, can you believe this crap? So me and him were arguing about what should be in the Met locker room.
So
I was a tour guide for him. And I was explaining that they changed things, and this is the Yankees locker and the Rays locker. But we had a good time.
So the only Mets represented in the Mets locker are Daniel Murphy and Curtis Granderson?
They had a Granderson thing, a Murphy thing.
That's weird.
Yeah, the last time I went, they had a Tom Glavin thing. It was very strange.
What?
Yeah.
Did you talk to somebody?
I was pissed off about it, yeah.
Of course you were.
And I was angry.
Like, you want to go Rusty Staub? You want to go Dwight or Darryl? You want to go Seaver, of course. You want to go AG.
Let me just say this, though.
You want to go Murphy, McGraw? What do you want to do?
Murphy is not a bad guy to have. The guy was the NLCS MVP in 2015. Like, he was a part of this epic postseason run. And by the way, the 2015 New York Mets, the National League champions, no hit twice that season.
There you go.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
Who were the two guys? Go.
Who were the two guys that what?
No hit the New York Mets in 2015.
Dallas Keuchel?
No. Dallas Keuchel. Where did that come from?
It's not a bad guess.
Sure.
Scherzer.
Max Scherzer. Very good.
Got that one.
Last Saturday of the season.
Max Scherzer and Clayton Kershaw.
No, great guess, though, because Kershaw had five perfect innings against the Mets. That's
not
what we call,
Kershaw.
That was the John Mayberry game, when John Mayberry was hitting cleanup and everybody freaked out. Yeah, what's your wild guess, Craig?
Let me take a guess.
Yeah, who you got?
It's just a guess, though. Not a well-known player.
No.
Charlton Heston's grandson.
Very good.
Chris Heston.
Chris Heston.
San Francisco Giants, of course.
Yes.
Is he related to Charlton Heston?
No.
He's not.
No.
How do we know that? Have we checked that?
I looked it up that night, I think.
Got it. Well, he did no hit the Mets.
Yep.
877-337-6666. Wait to hear the story of Jesse Winker. And I'm not talking about the fight that took place this weekend. I'm talking about what happened as a result of the fight. It's one of the great sports stories of the year. Right after this on The Fan.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
From the Pulse of the People, award ceremony coming up, of course, this Thursday night. Part of our big charity comedy show at Gotham Comedy. I was told it's essentially a sellout. There's maybe like 6 or 7, 8 tickets left in the whole building. So if you do want to come, Aaron Berg's performing, Mike White's performing, Eric D'Alessandro's performing, Jeff Norris is performing. There'll be some surprise guests there, and it's going to be a great night, all benefiting the Duncan Joy and Childhood Foundation. Now, Evan, just so you know, I'm a man of my word.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to get me a gift, and you didn't.
I changed my mind. I didn't think that you would put proper use to the gift, so I decided not to buy it.
I did get you a gift.
Oh, thank you.
So, Sonny, can you give him the box, please? There you go.
Of course.
It's a company called Signed.
It's a big box.
And they're a big memorabilia company. So
the idea here is that...
So, you know, you have a famous person sign something that you want.
Right.
So you're a big Met fan.
I am.
Okay.
Yes.
And not only do you get an autographed piece of sports memorabilia, you wind up getting a personalized video with it.
Huh.
So open up the box if you don't mind.
I'm very excited. I've opened it up.
And what do you see?
It says, someone wants to say hello.
Yeah, who is it?
And it's a sign. It looks
sign
like
baseball.
Howard Johnson.
Howard Johnson! Can I use your phone or your iPad?
All right.
There's a QR code on the ball, I believe.
On the ball.
Do you see that or no?
I'm looking for it.
You see the QR code?
I do.
All right, so take a picture of the QR code and tell me what pops up.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Now, if I have to dump it, I'll dump it. I don't know if there's cursing or not. Probably isn't, but I don't know.
Don't take the picture of it. Just put your camera on it.
He has no idea how to do QR code.
I'm just making sure. You told him to take a picture.
Okay, do you see a video of Hojo?
Yes.
You do.
What's up, brother? You are the man. You're the most committed Mets fan I've ever known.
Wow.
And your love and passion for the game is, your son has it, and it's awesome. I listen to you at the Fan whenever I'm in New York. Listen, be well. Let's go Mets. And sign this ball for you, my friend.
There you go.
And it's a video of him signing it.
So it's a video of Hojo personalizing the message
to
Evan.
That means a lot to
and
me.
Signing the ball.
He just said, thank you for being a committed Met fan.
You're
what
welcome.
What Met player has ever said that to me?
You're welcome.
Not a one. See, not even Franco's ever said that to me.
He doesn't like you.
Thank you, Howard.
And that's the difference.
Wow.
I get you a gift.
Yeah.
You think about getting me a gift.
I didn't think that you would put it to use, but I got Tommy and Big Mac gifts.
Nice.
And by the way, Craig, Tina Martinez would be cool. You know, one of those late 90s Yankees.
Now, first off, awesome. We're going to get your calls here in a second. I gave you the chance of all chances a year ago to come with me to a wiffle ball tournament that Derek Jeter was playing in.
Right.
And I was going to introduce you to Derek Jeter, and you were busy. Now you're asking me for Tino Martinez autographs?
I had $12 shrimp to go eat. I was busy that week that you offered me.
Yeah. Okay, so you made a life decision.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
But if you go to their website, I'm sure they have old Yankees on it.
That's a great concept.
I think it's a pretty cool concept.
I mean, first of all, the authenticity. I get to see him actually sign the baseball.
That's what's cool about it.
And then the nice Met. That actually resonated with me. Howard Johnson said, basically, thank you for being a diehard Mets fan.
And now you have it forever.
Forever.
Just do the QR code.
Wow.
And that message will never, ever disappear.
Thank you very much.
That is pretty cool,
That's great. I love it. Yeah. Thank you. Do you want me to buy you the That's Baseball Susan t-shirt now?
No, I don't. I don't. You had your shot.
But you admit I made the right decision. Like,
I would have worn it once on the air, and I would have taken it off.
Well, first of all, Sonny
I would not wear it around town.
Okay, Sonny said something on the air recently, or maybe it was you who said it, that in your family, and I'm very similar, we only get gifts, not for a time of year, but you see, hey, this person would love it.
Yes.
Okay? When I was at the Baseball Hall of Fame, I bought gifts for my father-in-law.
Yeah.
I didn't get anything for my dad. I love my dad, but nothing jumped out at me.
Well, you're taking your dad to a suite on Wednesday.
That's right, but nothing jumped out at me.
Right.
Something jumped out at me for Big Mac and Loogie.
Great.
To me, the That's Baseball Susan t-shirt was sort of cute, but I was like, I'm kind of forcing it. He's never going to wear this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to spend $30 on Craig, because that's all it is. Not too expensive. You're going to wear it once,
and then
it's going to end up in the bottom of your laundry drawer, and I'm never going to see it
again.
There's
a very good chance that happens.
That feels like a waste.
Do I let Tommy on the air, or do I think Thursday and Friday were enough? He did raise his hand.
On the air about what?
I don't know. He raised his hand.
Yeah, sure.
Good. What is
What's up? By the way, Evan, are we getting this gift on Christmas? Like, when are you giving it to us?
He's so demanding.
When I say he's going to give it to us.
Please. Yeah. Guy gets us a gift and then doesn't give it to us. That's the whole point of giving a gift. You give it to someone.
Wow.
Boy, I tell you what. We've created a monster.
You know
here.
What, Sonny? You would like this gift that I got, Loogie. So maybe instead, since this guy over here is like, give me now, give me now, give me now, maybe I'll give it to you instead.
Not just that. You would think after last Wednesday, he would just kind of stay in the corner and be happy he's allowed to come to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, Big Mac hasn't berated me. Where's my gift?
Right.
He's patient.
Right.
He'll get it.
Here's Milton in Brooklyn on the Fan. Milton, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, kiddo?
Awesome. Not much, brother, you know. I just wanted to start off by giving a message to Sonny, your son. You know, I grew up in Brooklyn, poor family, and it was a dream of mine to be a sports talk host.
Nice.
And I never even heard the word college after high school.
Yeah.
I mean, I never even was asked, are you going or do you want to go?
Got it.
So I just want Sonny to appreciate it and to take it and run with it and be strong at it and appreciate what your father is giving you.
That's right.
And I really believe this is an opportunity that you have to appreciate and understand that not everybody got it and you got a kid, and just be the best at it that you can.
He will be. That's very well said. And I'll tell you that I'm very proud of him. He's been through more than what most kids have to go through at his age. All my fault. Yes. And he's come through in flying colors. And I'm proud to say, we just got a letter from his school last week. He did not flunk out. He's on the dean's list. So we're very proud of that. So now, and that's nice of you to say. All right, what else you got?
Yes. And I just
and I can still beat him in all sports, too, which makes me happy.
Including video games?
Say it again.
Including video games, I'm assuming.
Video games, I'm not going to lie. I can beat him in Madden, and I can beat him in FIFA, but that's really about it. Yeah, can't beat him in 2K, can't beat him in hockey.
Oh, wow. All right, that's pretty even. Listen, I wanted to give a little constructive criticism to Big Mac. I mean, I've been listening to the Fan since day one, 1987. Okay, day one. Big Mac, you're doing a great job, but when you do the overnight, you need to cut down on the monologue. It's way too long.
Yeah.
And when you come back from commercials, way too long.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's not that many callers and you're doing it.
Well, that's part of it for sure.
Yeah, if that is the case, then I apologize. But other than that, doing a great job. I just wish you would cut
it. It also would it's kind of been indicated that he doesn't have many friends who stay up late to listen to his show.
Yeah.
Because the old trick is you call your buddies up and go, listen, I'm putting you on the air in 30 seconds. Ask me about the Yankees.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, as the caller can attest to, I'm excellent at talking in circles. So what's the point?
Well, the point is what Milton wants is less of you.
He wants me to go to the callers.
Yeah, less of you.
I'll never forget.
Because he's probably a caller who held on once.
I called Big Mac once.
Yeah.
I was on hold for 38 minutes.
Yeah.
And he didn't go to any caller.
That would piss me off.
And I was screaming at the phone on mute like,
yeah, I would be very bothered by that. Yeah,
if I called with a horrible prank, I'd be pissed that nobody got to me in 38 minutes too.
Well, so the point there is you're claiming that you knew Evan was calling.
No.
Right, so
you have no idea.
Why not, you know, calls beget calls, maybe.
All you saw
maybe you would have been a brilliant caller that would have said something so objectionable.
Yeah.
People would have been like, I got a call about that caller.
You had no idea it was pranking. You saw a guy named Steve on the phone. Steve from Austin, Texas. I mean, how the hell did you know what was going to come?
I did not know.
What? 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 What?
How did I deprive the audience of that for 5 minutes?
Yeah, well, we took care of it for you just
thank
now.
You,
so don't, if you ever have any more Steve from Austin's, just don't take the call anymore.
Yeah.
All right, what? Here's Mike in New Haven, Connecticut. Michael, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's up today, Cookie?
Nothing much. All right, I got a question for all you guys.
Yes. Okay, I'll go first. Go.
Evan, I want you to put yourself in a hypothetical situation where you're a Yankee fan.
All right.
Now, do you think...
Don't do it. Don't do it, Mike. Don't do it, Mike. Mike, I'm giving you a chance now. Change course. What? Don't do it.
What's he going to do?
I know exactly what he's going to do.
What's he going to do?
Don't do it, Mike.
Well, okay, go ahead. If you think
Mike,
you know
you're better than this. You're better than this. Don't do it, Mike.
No.
You're going to ask if I'm not. This is my gut because of all the Aaron Judge talk to take today. Okay. Am I right?
Yeah, no. For sure. But go ahead. What do you think I'm going to say?
You're going to ask about the prospect of the Yankees not re-signing him, and it's going to bug the hell out of me. Go ahead.
No. That's fair. But instead, because it's waiting to sign someone else completely different. Do you know who that person is?
I mean, no.
Shohei Ohtani in a year?
No. Juan Soto is.
Oh, yeah, of course. Let's go get him for $500 million.
The problem with Juan Soto, and it's not the $500 million, it's the fact that he's signed for two more years.
Yeah.
Like, what are we playing, the NBA long game of let's just wait till the guy's a free agent in 5 years?
Yeah.
We can't do that.
It's like the Knicks trying to get Durant tomorrow.
Right. Well, yeah. You can if you want. Apparently, the Nets are going to blow this whole thing up because Joseph Tsai is the most incompetent owner in the history of sports.
Now it's coming out. Go ahead.
Well, I think he is. Yes. I think it's embarrassing. I think he needs to sell the team immediately.
Yeah. Nice. We get back to Judge now if you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a free agent. That's 3 years from now. It's not a knock on Juan Soto. It's not a knock on the money he's going to make. He's a tremendous player who happens to be having a down year right now.
Can I interrupt you just ask a simple question?
Yeah.
You're a diehard Yankee fan. Even taking out the no-hitter on Saturday and the meager offense until the 9th and 10th innings in two of the other three games, even being shut down by 90-year-old string cheese arm Justin Verlander, the New York Yankees have the best record in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
At least on paper today, right now, June 27th, is their best chance to maybe get back and win a World Series.
Right.
Why are you people worried about a free agent that's not a free agent for 2 years?
I agree.
Or Aaron Judge beyond this year?
I agree. I mean, think about this, Craig.
Like, what are we doing?
The New York Mets have a ton of free agents at the end of the year. Brandon Nimmo.
So what?
Brandon Nimmo, Edwin Diaz, Jacob DeGrom. I can't think about that right now. Now, is that going to be a big discussion come late October, early November? Of course. The Mets have massive decisions to make, as the Yankees do with Aaron Judge. But you're right. This should not cloud what's happening right now. You got to hope that Hal Steinbrenner isn't an incompetent fool like Joseph Tsai and will actually spend money to keep his best players. And by the way, I want to make something clear about Tsai. He's welcome to come on this show anytime. He won't, but he's welcome to. Anytime you want to come on and defend the damage you're doing to this franchise, you're more than welcome to, but you won't. You'll go on Twitter and you'll tweet about lacrosse, and no one will hold you accountable. You're an incompetent owner, but you're welcome to come on anytime. I would be more than nice to you.
By the way, Joe Tsai, he's not in trouble, but he took a bath financially with Alibaba.
Joseph Tsai.
He also took a bath financially with the Nets and the arena.
Sell the Nets immediately. Period. He needs to get the hell out.
Yeah.
Because this guy's done something I didn't think was possible.
What's that?
The Wilpons couldn't even do. He's made a schmuck like me even consider giving you my money. The Wilpons have never pulled something like this, trying to blow up a team the way you are. So try me. You could try me, and you could try every other 35 fans that you have of this pathetic franchise. Try to blow it up and see what Barclays Center looks like next October.
Well, it's already non-net games, empty.
This is about him. Yeah. This is not about Sean Marks.
You read that story, right?
About Kyrie Irving anymore.
Yeah.
It's about you. So pick up the phone and defend yourself.
Well,
you're the biggest disgrace we've ever seen in this town as far as a sports owner is concerned. Oh, yeah. Am I wrong?
The biggest ever?
Name something worse than this. Look, as much crap as Dolan gets, he wouldn't do this. Would he?
He wouldn't blow up a team that with this talent.
Self-inflicted?
No. He would not.
He would not.
He's had his own mistakes, obviously. But if James Dolan ever had the talent that the Nets had in the last 18 months, there's no way he blows it up.
And everyone else can make this about Kyrie Irving. That's fine. I'm laser-focused on the problem. And I hope I'm proven wrong, and I hope I have to apologize in a few days, but the problem is Joseph Tsai.
Yeah.
It's you. But try it. Try to blow it up. See what happens when you have a schmuck like me who gives you my money for a decade, and I decide, you know what? No more. The Wilpons couldn't do it to me. You will. But try me. We'll see what happens. Except the problem is I'll probably still give him my money. Because Craig,
you're a sucker.
Yes.
Hey, listen, you know, the Net Ticket Line office is open, 1-800-SUCKER. Evan's dialing it feverishly right now. Can I still get those nosebleed seats?
I know, right?
That nobody else wants?
I wish.
In the handicap section?
I wish I could tell you that I would stand by my tough words, but I'm always honest with you.
Yeah, you won't.
I love my team so much, even when someone like this owns my team.
They know that.
Come to the Barclays Center.
But they don't care.
And watch Ben Simmons 41 times a year.
Disgrace.
Ben Simmons might be your best player.
Because Joseph Tsai doesn't want to give
a single game for them. Yet.
Because forget Ben Simmons. Joseph Tsai doesn't want to give Kyrie Irving a fourth year because he's so untrustworthy. Okay, I agree with all that. But you're going to blow the whole thing up? You're going to trade Kevin Durant? You don't care if you lose Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving? What a fool. We have never seen.
What was the point of getting them?
We have never seen in this town, and we've seen some bad ownership. Woody Johnson's been bad. James Dolan's been bad. The Wilpons have been bad. We have never seen something as incompetent as this. Tell me where I'm missing something. Anything as incompetent as this?
I mean, it's up there.
Oh, it's up there.
It would be one of the great sports tragedies of all time.
And it's one guy.
Yep.
Why? Because you can't fill the Barclays Center?
By the way, you can't fill the Barclays Center. They lose more money than any arena in the country this past year. They can't keep executives there. He lost his number one concert booker to Hard Rock. He lost his number one executive 3 times in a row now.
Sell the team.
Yep.
All right, I've got a simple solution.
And they lost $1,500 million just on the Nets.
Get out of the business. Leave.
Well, the
Go
problem
run
is that.
Ali
here's the
Baba.
Problem. Here's the problem.
Get out. Goodbye.
He bought the arena and the team for so much money. The only way out is at a significant loss.
Well, that's not my problem.
No, it's not your problem.
So bring down the Nets. Bring them down. Just wreck them up. Wreck them apart. Destroy the whole team. I've never seen ownership this incompetent. And I sat and watched the Wilpons for a decade. Again, tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm missing something. I mean, let me know.
You know I would. And I will. Nope, you're right.
Thank you.
Sounds like you're right to me.
But he's welcome to come on anytime
Jeff
to explain Wilpons where
so
I'm
happy
wrong.
Right now.
Wow.
Jeff Wilpons buying everyone at the country club grape juice and vodka drinks. What do we call those? Transfusions. Transfusions on the house today. Evan Roberts is now attacking Joe Tsai as the worst owner of all time.
Oh, disgusting. I was so disgusted this weekend, and I've tried to digest everything and be as fair and even keel as I can, and that's me being even keel, because everything points into the same direction, incompetent ownership.
877-337-6666.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It's winner-take-all time in the NBA and NHL, and FanDuel's giving you a shot to bring home a big win of your own. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to bet on spreads, money lines, player props, and more. Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make every playoff shot count. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.